Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Fred Rose and Nick Lucas, fulfill some requests, and listen to this past week in recording history. As I mention each week on the show, we love to get email and sincerely appreciate the feedback we get from the show. It's particularly gratifying to receive comments from other broadcasters, and such was the case last week when I received a very nice email from listener Dick Kammeyer. I can mention Dick's last name, which I wouldn't normally do, since he has his own radio show of traditional jazz and Dixieland on WMNF 88.5 in Tampa, Florida, where he's known as Dixie Dick. Dick mentioned that he's always been interested in the xylophone and marimba as instruments, and requested that I play something by the Green Brothers, so here they are. Thank you.
peek-a-booing down goes on a night like this. I whispered, "Be true to me," and she sighed, "See." Many skies have turned to gray because we're far apart. Many moons have passed away and still she's in my heart. We made a promise and sealed it with a kiss in a little Spanish town was on a night like this.
A trio of rapidly rotating marimba records for listener and fellow broadcaster Dixie Dick. We started the show with the Green Brothers Marimba Orchestra and Maori, a Samoan dance, written by William H. Tyers in 1908. It was recorded in 1913 by pianist Mike Bernard for Columbia, but the recording we just heard was made on July 2, 1930, a few months after it was recorded by Duke Ellington. If it sounded like there were a whole lot of notes coming from that marimba, it's because there were four people playing it: brothers Joe and George Hamilton Green, and two others. Next, we heard the Miami Marimba Band with director Celso Hurtado on marimba playing in a little Spanish town from September 28, 1926. In a Little Spanish Town was composed by Mabel Wayne with lyrics by Sam M. Lewis and Joe Young. We finished up with the Marimba Centroamericano de Guatemala, which I believe is actually the Green Brothers in Victor's Spanish catalog, and Besame, which of course means Kiss Me. The Green Brothers also recorded as the Marimba Dance Orchestra, Marimba Novelty Orchestra, Marimba Quintet, and just plain old Marimba Band. So what's the difference between a marimba and a xylophone? Well, the bars of both are made of wood, preferably rosewood from Honduras, but they're cut differently, with the marimba giving a warmer, more mellow tone. Marimba mallets are usually covered with yarn or cord, whereas a xylophone is played with hard rubber or plastic mallets and has a brighter, more brilliant tone. A xylophone plays one octave higher than the music is written, and if resonators are used, they're relatively short in length. Resonators are the vertical metal tubes beneath the bars, which on a marimba, at their lowest point, extend all the way to the bottom of the frame. Now, you may have noticed that although I mentioned that Dick was interested in marimbas and xylophones, I played only marimba records. Well, tune in next week when we'll start the show with a xylophone set. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, August 22nd, marked the birth in 1897 in Newark, New Jersey, of Dominic Nicholas Anthony Lucchese. You may know him as the singing troubadour Nick Lucas. He began his career in vaudeville about 1917, played clubs in Chicago and New York, and in the early 20s played banjo in Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra. His recording career began in 1922 when he recorded two of his compositions, Pickin' the Guitar and Teasin' the Frets, for Pathé. He became so popular that the Gibson Company offered to custom-build a guitar for him in 1924. In 1929, he appeared in the Broadway musical Showgirl and in the movies Show of Shows and Gold Diggers of Broadway, where he introduced Painting the Clouds with Sunshine and Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me. In the 1930s, Lucas settled in Hollywood, where he was featured for 100 consecutive weeks at the El Capitan Theater, led his own dance band in 1934, and in 1937 was a regular on the Al Pierce radio show. Nick Lucas was active into the 1970s, appearing regularly on TV, often featured on the Ed Sullivan Show. He died in Newark, New Jersey on July 28, 1982. Here's Nick Lucas.
Who's here? Look at those blue eyes. Wonder what those eyes refuse me. Oh, joy, look at those lips. Look at that sweet smile. Pardon and just please excuse me. Hello, beautiful. How'd you get so beautiful? How'd you get that sunshine in your smile? tell me, beautiful, where you going, beautiful? How'd you like to romance for a while? When you're near, what joy and cheer you're bringing. Can you hear the bees and birdies singing? Oh, hello, beautiful. How can you be dutiful and still be mother's angel child?
Side by side.
don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, shedding our load, side by side. Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky would fall? Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started, just traveling along, singing a song, side by side. Every time that I start into travel, and when I'm hitting the gravel, there's one pal who'll be always with me, side by side. Oh, it isn't a gal or a fella, but I'm all ready to tell ya that things are okay just as long as we stray side by side. Other pals may shake me when my money's all gone, but this pal will make me keep carrying on. When I see trouble a-coming, on my guitar I start strumming, and that's how we lose all of our blues.
It's songs like that which earned Nick Lucas the nickname The Crooning Troubadour. That was Harry M. Wood's Side by Side from April of 1927. Before Side by Side, we heard Nick's own composition, Teasin' the Frets. Although he had recorded that in 1922 for Pathé, we heard the December 6, 1932 Brunswick remake. We began our tribute to Nick Lucas in 1931 with Walter Donaldson's Hello Beautiful. Crooner Nick Lucas, born August 22, 1897. This is KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, August 24th, marked the birth in 1897 in Evansville, Indiana, of composer, lyricist, vocalist, and pianist Fred Rose. He grew up in St. Louis, but by age 15 was playing piano and singing in Chicago clubs. Early in his career, he composed popular songs such as Deep Henderson and Flamin' Mamie, and his first success was with Red Hot Mama, written for Sophie Tucker. He recorded for Brunswick in the late 20s, was with Paul Whiteman's orchestra briefly, and teamed with Elmo Tanner on Chicago radio. He moved to Nashville, where he had a 15-minute radio program called Freddie Rose's Song Shop, but it didn't last long, and he moved on to New York. There, in the 30s, he met Gene Autry, with whom he collaborated on a number of hits, including Be Honest With Me and Tears on My Pillow. In 1942, he and Grand Ole Opry star Roy Acuff started Acuff Rose, the first music publishing company in Nashville. He died in Nashville on December 1, 1954. Here are three from the pen of Fred Rose.
Thank you. sweet baby, coming down the street. Hold everything. Here comes my gal. Ain't she just the kind of baby that you'd love to meet? Hold everything. Here comes my gal. Perfect size, big blue eyes, sweet as she can be. What a mom, what a paw, do they think the world of me? Everybody turns around when I begin to yell. Hold everything, here comes my gal. Thank you.
Bussy's Buzzards with director Henry Bussy on trumpet and Red Hot Henry Brown, one of just four sides made by the Buzzards, this one on September 14, 1925. Before Bussy's Buzzards, it was Coon Sanders Orchestra, whom we haven't heard from in a while, and Deep Henderson, recorded by Victor in Chicago on March 9, 1926, a few weeks before King Oliver made his famous recording of it for Brunswick. We began our tribute to Fred Rose with Bill Hayd's Cubs and Hold Everything, Here Comes My Girl, which Fred wrote along with Dud Meekum. The vocal on that July 1928 Paramount recording was by Frank Wells. Fred Rose, born August 24, 1897. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Listener Ernie heard about the show through a post in a discussion forum on the Jolson.org website, and I received a nice email from Ernie last week asking me to play When I Lost You. When I Lost You was written in 1912 by Irving Berlin when his first wife died shortly after they were married. I have just one recording of the song by Lee Morse, and here it is.
The roses, each one, met with the sun. Sweetheart, when I met you, the sunshine had fled, the roses were dead. Sweetheart, when I lost you, I lost the sunshine and roses. I lost the heavens all blue. I lost the beautiful rainbow. I lost the morning dew. I lost the angel who gave me summer the whole winter through. I lost the gladness that turned into sadness when I lost you. I lost the sunshine and roses. I lost the heavens all blue. I lost the beautiful rainbow. I lost the morning dew. I lost the angel who gave me summer the whole winter through. I lost the gladness that turned into sadness when I lost you. Thank you.
Some rapidly rotating records about losing things. We just heard Joe Hames and his orchestra, October 2, 1934, and Lost Motion, co-written by Joe Hames. Before that, it was We Ain't Got Nothing to Lose, written by Benny Davis, Pete Wendling, and Irving Masloff, played there by Bert Furman and the Rhythmic Eight on June 6, 1928. We began with Lee Morse, March 2, 1938, and When I Lost You, by request from listener Ernie.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here that we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Frank Weingar.
Thank you. moaning low. My sweet man, I love him so, though he's mean as can be. He's the kind of a man, he's the kind of a woman like me. I'm gonna die if my sweet man should pass me by. If I die, where'll he be? He's the kind of a man, he's the kind of a woman like me. I don't know any reason why he treats me so poorly. What have I gone and done? He makes my trouble double with his worries, when surely I ain't deserving of none. Moaning low, my sweet man is gonna go. When he goes, oh Lordy, he's the kind of a man, he's the kind of a woman like me. The kind of a man needs a kind.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Frank Weingar's Pen Boys and Imagination, written by Irving Caesar, Joseph Meyer, and Roger Wolf Kahn. The vocalist on that August 21, 1928 Edison recording was Bert Dixon. Then it was the Songbird of the South, Kate Smith, backed by Ben Selvin and the Harmonians, and Moanin' Low, written by Ralph Ranger and Howard Dietz. That Harmony 78 was recorded August 27, 1929. We finished up with the original Dixie Ragpickers and Strut Your Jones, written by Louis Alter, and issued by Gray Gull around August of 1925. The original Dixie Ragpickers was usually a pseudonym for the Gray Gull House Band, but the name was also used by Gray Gull for sides by Harry Reeser's orchestra, the California Ramblers, Ben Selvin and his orchestra, and the original Indiana Five. The Gray Gull Record Company was founded in Boston in December of 1919 by Theodore Shaw. The firm had studios and a pressing plant in Boston, but a couple of years later they were leasing masters recorded by other companies, as was the case with Strut Your Jones, which was recorded by Emerson. The Depression took its toll and Gray Gull went out of business in September of 1930. I'm Glenn Robison and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.